Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You gotta love it whenever Jesus says, I am, followed by anything that he wishes to attach to it at the end. There are seven of them in the book of John, John's gospel that we heard today. We heard a few words from his John chapter 6. But in other parts, chapter 8, you hear Jesus say, I am the door, I am the good shepherd, I am the light of the world, I am the true vine, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. But to start them all out, John chapter 6, we heard today in the gospel, I am the bread of life. What does this mean? When he said, I am the bread of life, clearly from the text, he was recalling, bringing back to memory, the Exodus from Egypt. After God sent Moses to say, let my people go. And they went out to the wilderness. They had no food to eat. The same God who called himself the I am who I am to Moses in the burning bush after Israel grumbled against Moses for taking away their favored, flavored food from Egypt, gave them a miraculous gift to sustain them in their journey to the promised land. Despite their grumbling, God rained down bread from heaven, the manna, and then tested them. Not bread only, but bread to the full in the morning and meat, quail, in the evening, as we heard in the Old Testament reading. The interesting parallel between Moses' day and Jesus' day is that the people's eyes were fixed on the food. Rather than the one who was giving them the food, they were fixed on the gift, the food itself. In all rights, God should be jealous of the bread, for that is what the people really wanted and desired the most. Way more than the bread maker. What would God have to do to be honored as the one and true God, someone whom he desired as to be their only true God and the giver of every good and perfect gift? Would he have to become the bread? He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So Jesus recognized the same problem after he multiplied the loaves to feed the 5,000. People indeed kept coming to Jesus and they wanted an accounting of his every minute. Lord, when did you get here? As they came across from the other side of the sea to find him. And Jesus interrupted their question saying, you know, and interpreted it as meaning, hey, we're starving. And we'd like something more to eat. Do it again. So again, see how people desired bread to fill their bellies, to satisfy their hunger. It wasn't the miracle of multiplication in which they marveled. It was the mandate of, come on, genie, make us more bread. It didn't matter if the name of the one who did it was Jesus or Jonah, or Peter or Paul or Mary. All that mattered was that traveling preacher man was a heck of a Panera Bread company. And the price was right. All I got to do is listen to his spiel, then he gives me bread. Yahoo! And the question is this how we treat God sometimes? We just have to listen to his funny accented South Dakota preacher for 10 to 15 minutes, and then God gives me my bread, and then I'm out of here? God should be very happy that I made the effort to show up. I don't want him to stop providing for me and my family, so as long as I go to church, God will keep the blessings a-flowing. Jesus cuts to the heart when he corrects all of us by saying, in the words of the text today, do not labor for the bread that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal. You see, all the miracles point not to the yippee, a miracle, more earthly blessings, but to the miraculous identity of Jesus as God's gift for eternity. God's Son has come in the flesh, born in Bethlehem, the city of bread. God's Son has come to do the works that Israel failed to do, and with the faith and the gratitude that they should have had but lacked. God's Son has come to feed graciously his chosen ones so that they may feast with the Holy Trinity in everlasting life. Feed them with his substitutionary death. Feed them with his resurrection power. But the hearers in Jesus' day only half got it. Their minds were still stuck on the temporal miracle of the bread. All hail the bread. They barely listened to Jesus' teaching in an attempt to get them to love God more fully in view of the eternal things to come. They still had the wrong questions in response to Jesus' teaching. When Jesus said, "I will give you food that endures to eternal life," they responded, "What must we do to do the works of God?" Hello? He just told them he'd give them to them as a gift. And yet they wanted to do it themselves and earn it. In truth, they wanted the power to be like Jesus and make bread multiply. In other words, they wanted to be like God. Satan? Adam? Eve? Sound familiar? Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God. Not that you do the work, but that you believe in him whom God has sent." Clear enough? You betcha. But this simple instruction and invitation to trust Jesus as the thing that most pleases God above all works caused them to really question Jesus' identity. He was getting them to real focus on the real thing. Do you have a truly miraculous sign to prove who you are? An undeniable demonstration? They asked, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna," see the bread again, "in the wilderness." You could do that. As is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus corrected their thinking. "It was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives his life to the world." Jesus taught them to understand the Old Testament not to be just a bunch of standalone events, of signs and such that God is real, but to be shadows of things to come. Prophecies of Jesus coming into the world. Starting to more than half get it, the hearers of Jesus said, "Sir, give us this bread always." That should be our heart's posture too. Whenever we come to church, maybe that should be our prayer. "Sir, give us this bread always." When you finally understand Jesus to be more than a miracle worker, you begin to truly desire the miracle of God. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." So jealous was he of our desire of himself as God alone that God became the bread. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus.